It should be by itself.
Okay, then yes, mute. Alright, letter T. Just letter T. And no, if you wouldn't, if you'd sit out for me, Joe. Ready, and. Letter U, and here's what I'm hearing that I feel is not working. I'm hearing like cha di da, cha di da, wah di da, wah. So as they drop out and they drop out, they're playing very bright, and over here it's very warm, and so it doesn't feel like one change across the orchestra. So if we can have you just play a little brighter, raise your voice. Let's do letter U, right on letter U. Letter U, ready. Let's do. Joe, can you give me some advice on, or what dynamic you want at letter T? You want that all
dynamic flat? That should be warm. Yeah. Oh, letter T?
Yeah, letter T. 262.
Yeah, that should be bright.
Bright and then dynamically. You have no.
Yeah, it's kind of even throughout. I mean, I'm going to swell having two phrases, having two measures.
And you want.
It's in couplets, those measures.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you can work with that.
Okay. All right, T. All right, I'm going to T again. So kind of getting slightly louder for bar, then slightly softer for bar. So a little swell. So we're going to letter T. And Victor, 276. 276. So part three, I think you need to be just like a step louder than part four when you play, right? Because they're playing the whole time and you kind of poke out for a moment, and then part four, then you kind of poke out for a moment. So whatever volume you're doing, just a little bit more. And Joe, am I correct? You want to hear like the D, right? You want to hear like the third and the sixth notes of each?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Letter B? What I'm hearing though is was like when the chord changes when you go to the B flat. Like I was hearing like one da 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 da. So you just started getting a little bit out of time. You started changing the chords a little bit. So let's just do it one time. V. Letter V, 2006. Last 5 bars, 299. I think this is the way we did it last time, Joe. So we have the accent right before the last note should be the loudest. Yeah. All right, so some of you are playing the 6-4 bar at the very, very end. You're playing that louder than the accent. So ba-da-da-da-ya-bum. So easy on that last note. Measure 299. Ready? And louder, louder. Less on the last note still. Ready?
Are we doing that retard on 302?
Not yet. Ready? And more. Okay, let's do the whole thing, top to bottom. Yes, sorry, the whole guitar brigade. We'll use 1, 2, and 3. Thank you. Off to you at 213 part one, so I need more starting on the E, the accents. P, ready, ready, P. Now digging over here. things, please. Letter double A. Letter double A. The end of the second beat is accented. The fourth beat is just staccato. It is not accented. In the 6-4 bars, there are no accents. That's 347, for example. No accents, just staccatos. Let's see. Double E. Letter double E. The bass notes need to be stronger still. Like you caught on about 5 or 6 bars here. But bass notes strong, so 1, 2. A 1, 2. And letter M. You know, please, letter M. That first forte session needs to kind of match the intensity of the end of letter L. So letter L grows in, builds up to letter M. Does anyone get a general comments? Okay. Let's do please. Let's see what time says. Let's do the Josh Eustace one time through. How slowly all of a sudden?
How slowly?
So think of the eighth notes, I'm dee da dee da ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee da 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Measures.
Okay.
Last 16. You should put measure numbers on those. If you can restroke your B and your C sharp and E, because that's the whole tune for the whole orchestra. So that B, C, B, C, B, C, B, E. 225? 225. And. Sharp on the fourth string. In here. Ready? And. Yeah, if you can match this color a little more, just a little brighter. Oh, sorry, a little warmer in color. Warmer, other way.
Warmer.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like right behind the sound hole. A little brighter.
Brighter?
Yeah, in between. Like you're going to the extremes. Yeah, here. Play your B. Yeah, can you match his color? Yeah, it's close. Okay. 225. Ready, and. Take out of a recording. So, and it's the same thing at the key change as well, right? You start to hear a lot of like drifting out there. Let's do the opening of this one more time. Yes?
Can you give us the cues that you're giving with the countdown and everything, like the big cues?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you giving those?
Oh, like short. spot up here is the metronome. So the countdown, first one is 109, that's before the key change. So I'm going to give you four bars at 109.
Okay.
Before the key change. And then I'm giving four bars again at 173 before the key change.
Okay.
And then at 223, four bars before the change in texture at the end. Pick the one thing I'm most worried about for the recording, it's the opening of this piece. Say again?
Is it the tempo or is it the dynamic?
It's usually what happens is like the rhythm kind of settles in and the parts start to kind of match dynamic levels once we get to like 130, 150. But instead of kind of predicting where we're going, it's just kind of like, it's like we're always feeling it out, and then, you know, 50 bars after it should have happened, we're like, oh, now. So let's try this. Let's see if we can do the. Let's do this. Let's do.
I mean, if we do it two or three times, we're gonna have like a bunch of sections that kind of paste.
Let's try this. Let's please play measure 49. Measure 49. We're going to play 49, 50, 51, and 52, those four measures, and we're going to put them on loop. 49, 50, 51, and 52. There we go. Just those four measures will repeat over and over and over again. And. Okay. So you hear how your parts fit together, fours and fives, right? So that's what you have to listen for, right? You gotta really, really listen back and forth. You have the tune, right? So just need a little brighter from the two of you, right?
Yeah.
You're doing good and not breaking up. You're playing warm, but you're gonna have to really, really project to make that come through.
Okay.
All right, so now we're gonna do the opening again, keeping those parts feeling the same way. Feeling the same way, because that's how we arrive. Yes?
Can we crescendo to mezzo forte or mezzo piano? Because what we were just doing,
I'm not
like here
to listen. Listen to the people around you, and everything's gonna sound just like it did. Your part has to match their part.
I trust you.
No, you gotta trust them.
Oh, okay.
And you gotta trust you. Like, you have to listen, right? And, you know, just because it's marked forte in the score doesn't mean it's gonna be forte, right? I mean, this is ensemble playing. It might not exactly be all, you know, always exactly the same. So listen, you have to match them, and you shouldn't overpower ever the melody, right, in that
right.
passage. Mm. Okay. Check the tempo again, because I think we were getting a little slow. Here we go. Enough, and so then once the melody starts, then everyone else ever starts getting. We start getting a little bit louder, a little bit louder, a little bit louder over like the next like 16 or 18 bars until it finally feels like we're supporting the tune. So start soft, sneak in. Let's try this opening one last time, but you need to make your sound really full and up to the volume it just was. All right, so when you get to your fifth bar, right, because your crescendo, you're all four measures, right? When you get to your fifth bar, you need to be just as loud as you just finished. Thank you. make that note, right? So again, whatever your full volume is, you've got 4 bars to get there. That's it, no more. I'd like to hear one last passage. What is it? Yes, sir.
Would you be able to get
7 to cube at 61? Yes, I can, absolutely. No, I'm doing fine. I'm just ignoring you for the moment. Let's go to the key change, 113. Too far. flat. Shapes. Shapes. Very. Measure 18, please. Twos, you have the B's, and ones, you have the E's. They just need a same sample. 18, ready, and one, two. See how much louder you are than they are? Ready, same place, 18, ready, and same. Strong one. Forte. D is soft and then the next one's strong. very soft. One, two, three, one. Okay, last time, D, very D and soft. The same volume, just a little bit softer than everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah. 54 again. 54. Ready. And one. Spur softer. Spur softer. 54. Piano. Ready. And one. Shape. Now let's just make the same shape, just not quite as loud. 54, ready. Thank you. E is faster. All right, so please look up. 60. Ready, ready, and one. Here's administrative thing before we start putting your things away, not listening anymore. We don't have yet a recording date because the hall is not available when we need it. So we're going to schedule one in the next week or two. So I'm going to send out a doodle poll. Has anyone here not used doodle before?
Doodle.
All right. So what's going to happen is you're going to get an email with some potential dates, and it's very easy. You open up the email, and it'll send you to a link. And then all of the dates you are available, you just say yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, just like that. Because we need to find an alternative space. So the Saturday we'd originally planned, the space we need is not available. So it may be a Sunday, maybe it's after work on a Friday, I don't know. But we will send out the poll of what the possibilities are, and please, quickly, once you get that email, check your calendar and fill it out so that we can get something booked. Yes, I'll go around to you.
Are there going to be sectional rehearsals?
We may. We have everything scheduled here. Yeah, every Monday for the ensemble stuff. If we need to do separate sections, we can do that. But it's not going to be a Monday night. All
right.
Yes.
How far in the future is this range of dates?
This is going to be December, January.
All right.
So basically, we are like 8 weeks away from recording this stuff. Yes. Other questions?
Why did no one wear costumes today?
Well, you were the costume leader, if I remember.
That was not officialized.
We're being official. All right, thanks.
Thank you.